A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Which one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
We've got a really extraordinary story that's just gone up today for World Service members that I'm sure many of you non-members would be interested in as well. It surrounds the Afghanistan national women's football team and their fleeing of the country in the wake of the Taliban returning to power. Just by the very act of playing the game, these women were seen as a symbol of resistance against the values of the new regime, and they were considered to be in danger. And this is where Khalida Popal comes in. She's the former captain and one of the founders of the national team. She had to flee the country herself 10 years ago because of how dangerous it was even then to do what she was doing. She started fielding calls from current players pleading with her to get them out of there. And that's exactly what she did with the help of the International Players Union, FIFPro. They helped her put together a plan that involved tracking the movement. This is an outrageous plan that involved tracking the movements of the Taliban and military personnel on the ground in Kabul, as well as garnering support in the Australian government. They ultimately managed to get somewhere between 100 and 200 people out of there, including the footballers and some of their family members. And she hasn't stopped there. She's still actively trying to help as many people out as she can to get safely out of the country. It's just absolutely extraordinary stuff. And she painted a fairly bleak scene of the reality for women and girls in Afghanistan under the Taliban.
They have started going for activists and women who have been very vocal in society. They have been searching houses and homes. Started killing and getting women and girls. And now they have been very violent towards the women who demonstrated for their right to have education and be part of some sort of government. They were beaten in the streets brutally. So it's returning back. And now they have already started cutting the hands and public executions. And in Herat, they recently used football stadium as a public execution. One of the commanders. So it is returning back. Football pitches is becoming another, again, a public execution for Taliban and a place for punishment, which is like the green pitch where we all, like the dreams come true and people go and watch a group of people playing and enjoying the game. Unfortunately, it's going to be used again for creating fear.
Yeah, I think even from that short clip, you should get a sense of how personal this is for Khalida, who she's become the only source of hope really for many of these women and girls in her home country. And she talks to us about the toll that has taken on her, but she's still going strong and still trying to help. It's really extraordinary stuff, and it's available right now on the World Service. We also have plenty of Champions League on there for you too. A lot of talk about Ronaldo's late winner for Man United, obviously. Was it enough to turn Jonathan Wilson around on the whole United project?
I mean, getting out of jail is not a coherent way to live your life or run a football club.
It's fun though.
It might be fun. I mean, okay. This is something I read yesterday, and I think it's a great example of how I view football. So Alan Clark.
Oh God.
Alan Clark gets called up for England for the first time in, I think it's 1969, they're on the plane to wherever, or on the bus to wherever, and Alf Ramsey, the manager, comes over to him and says, how's it going, Alan? You having fun? Are you enjoying yourself? And Clark goes, oh, yeah, great, thanks, boss. And Ramsey goes, well, stop doing that. You're not fucking here to have fun under me. And that is football. Football is not about fun. It's not about nostalgia. It's not about these emotional reunions with players who were good 20 years ago. Football's about the here and now. And it's about, I mean, I say that as kind of somebody who writes about history all the time. But it should be about how, you know, in terms of managing a team in the here and now, it should be about how do you make the team better going forward? How do you better construct the units within the team? How do you get that team being more coherent? Ronaldo doesn't give you that. He gives you a fantastic last throw of the dice when things are going wrong. He slightly tilts the roulette wheel in your favour. But if you want to be winning the games regularly, you shouldn't be playing roulette.
Football is not about fun. The Wilson credo there in how many words? 5 words. Nicely done, John. Just in case I have any United fans listening and immediately vowing not to sign up, we balance that out with some John Bruin, who has a bit of advice for you on how to be the best Man United supporter you can be.
I do think that among Man United fans, there is this sort of almost masochistic edge, which is, I was there for the lads when we were shit. You know, and because it's Manchester United, they're not going to drop into the third division like, you know, Manchester City or Sheffield Wednesday or one of these teams. They're going to drop to seventh in the league. But I was there for the team. I was there for Ollie. And I do think that's a big part of it. And being a football supporter, being a match-going supporter, a lot of that is to do with identity and fitting in.
But they were only second. This is the point. Like, you know, it's not, if they were Barcelona, the way Barcelona are now, you know, maybe there could be a bit of that, you know, if they'd gone down a couple of divisions like City. But like, they finished second last season, and you know, they're in the Champions League with like one of the most expensive squads in the world. I mean,
the whole business model of Manchester United doesn't allow this sort of sackcloth and ashes standpoint. But I do think that there are those that, you know, I was there when things were bad, when we only finished fourth or whatever. You know, I mean, it's just the way that football is these days, and the way that Manchester United has gone. It's not like I was there for Fergie's boys in 88, 89, when, by the way, a lot of fans were booing him. But it is a part of football supporters' identity, and it's quite showy these days because there's a lot of social media and all that type of stuff. But, you know, to back Ollie means that you are a top, top red.
Now, there you go, all you top reds, all you top, top reds listening. You've got that chat to sign up for on secondcaptains.com. It only takes a minute or two to sign up, and it only costs £5 a month plus VAT. Oh, also, I should mention, it's the first of the month, so always a good time to become a member and get full value for the month of October in this case. And, of course, full access to all of our World Service interviews over the last number of years. Thanks for listening to this one.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's World Service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.